Blog Talk Radio.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful thoughts. Your heart's a dead tomato splotch with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Are live. Joining me, of course, that was Mr. Grinch, and I specifically played that because of this bad Santa story that I have upcoming. Joining me tonight is Michael Connolly. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, actually. We've had four or five really nice sunshiny days, although it was down in the low 30s at night and the upper 60s during the day. But this is typical winter here in this part of the world. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, that's groovy. That's pretty cool. It's we've been having like Santa Ana winds. They're monsoonish without the moisture, if that makes any sense. it's just warm, hot, dry wind, and of course it's making everybody's sinuses go crazy. Mine have just been like, oh geez. It's like a faucet has been turned on, and then coughing, and if you cough around, nowadays you can't even cough, because everybody just presumes that you have something, and it's like allergies, there I go right now, I'm just going to get a sign that, or a cap or something that says allergies on it, instead of people like looking at me, giving me dirty looks, and it's like, knock it off. You know what, people? Excuse me, because my allergies are like nonstop. I really do believe that there's something in this apartment that I am definitely allergic to, and because my coughing, sometimes it is just above and beyond. I'm going to get one of those HEPA filters to HEPA out this apartment in the hopes that it will calm my coughing. excuse me, because that turns into bad night sleep. And then, then during the day, all I do is when I'm home, I want to sleep. So, I just can't win. Excuse me. Okay, so, the Grinch song. Have you heard about the story about the little boy that went to go see Santa Claus and he asked Santa for a Nerf gun? Oh my gosh, the Santa was like so mean. I don't know how this mother maintained her composure, because I would have been all over that guy. Yeah, oh man. So, yeah, little boy's name is Michael. What would you like for Christmas? Well, you know, he's 4.5 years old, okay? And and kids are nervous around strangers anyhow, even if it is Santa Claus, you know? And here they have them social distancing, too, and just the whole gambit. It's so ridiculous. So it's like, okay, little boy, what would you like for Christmas? He says, a Nerf gun. And Santa says, oh, no, no guns. No guns. And then the mom says, it's a Nerf gun. And he's going, nope, I'm not going to bring you any gun. If you want a gun, your dad will have to bring it to you. It's like, oh, my goodness gracious. I wanted to jump through my phone onto YouTube and just beat up that Santa myself. And how horrible. And, you know, this poor little boy, he looks over at his mom and it's like, you know, mom, what's the dealio? I'm sure mom and dad told him, hey, you're going to go see Santa. You ask Santa for a gift. Santa will be, like, happy to oblige. Yeah, no problem. You'll get it. And so this poor little boy looks up at his mom and he starts crying. Oh my goodness gracious. Oh, this poor little baby, man. And Santa's going, anything else but a gun, okay? You can get some nice Legos and a bicycle. And it's like, what if the parents can't even afford a bicycle? Okay, and I know Legos are pretty expensive too. I don't know how much Nerf guns are. But he blatantly tells the kid no. Oh, my gosh. I would have pulled out my Karen card faster than you could say, help, she's beating me up.
That's funny.
Who does that to a child?
I don't know. That's horrible. That's really horrible.
Michael, this is so heart-wrenching. So this happened, I guess, a couple of days ago, and I was watching Louder with Crowder, and Steven Crowder had the little boy and his parents on his show today. And the little boy's dad is a police officer, so I'm sure they're playing guns all the time. And for Satan Claus to do that to this poor child, my mind was blown.
Well, if nothing else, I promise you that Grinch song was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was cool. But, you know, I'm sad for that little boy. I mean, you know, nobody should do that to a kid. I mean, you know.
No. The poor baby. Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, 4.5 years old, he's still a baby. That's like my adult children are still babies to me. You know, it's just a heart-wrenching story. So that's how come I played that song, because totally, completely apropos. And it's like, you know, even if Satan Claus doesn't like the Second Amendment or guns in general, who is he? He's supposed to be the bearer of good news, is he not?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then he throws this out, a 4.5-year-old.
That's awful.
Gosh. Horrible.
You know, that's cruel. That is really a cruel thing to do, as far as I'm concerned.
It sure is. It sure is. Oh, my goodness gracious. Getting on with the show, I spy with my eye. here we had, you know, that cartoon Spy versus Spy, and it was, it was quite comical. I mean, thinking back on it, you know, two spies against each other, and they were more like, you know, Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther, both of them, you know, but this is just recently, man, oh, man. You know, Joe Biden wants to get so comfy and cozy with China because he has totally, completely vested interest with China. And I don't believe that Donald Trump has any ties with China anymore, any longer.
Well, his wife does.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that according to what Trump says, his wife still has her clothing line that's being, and handbag line, which is being made over in China. So, and
now,
supposedly, according to the Chinese, he has a bank account over there with about $186 million in it, of which he paid, or maybe more than that, he paid $186,000 in taxes to the Chinese for that bank account. Or at least that's what's written, you know. And all of this is alleged because, you know, unless you can actually see the documents and know the signatures of all parties involved, you can't possibly know whether any of this is the absolute truth. I mean, that's just a fact. But the Chinese say that he still has ties with them. And if you look at what I posted on the show site, there's a Chinese guy who exposed, at least according to the news, and according to what he was saying, I was listening to what he was saying, that the Chinese have spies in the upper levels of the White House and in Congress.
Well,
and
we know
if that's
that.
The
I mean,
case,
look at,
yeah.
Look Nancy Sci-Fi Feinstein had her chauffeur for 20+ years.
Yeah, and he was a spy. Possibly.
Yes, a spy. And then look,
nothing
happens to her. Nothing happens to her at all.
That's a fact.
She is, you know, she's, I do strongly believe that she has more power than Nancy Pelosi.
Well, she may, and that's very possible. I mean, that whole bunch of them need to go. They how they keep getting reelected is beyond me.
I don't think that they keep getting reelected, Michael. I think that it is more like it's a cheating thing. I know,
yeah.
It's just an illusion, because I have not heard anybody, and I have friends that are Democrats. I haven't heard them praise none of these people.
Yeah. That's because the Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party anymore. The Democratic Party is half progressives, about a fourth actual real good Democrats, and those that fall in between float between one and the other all the time. It's just like, I can promise you this, that if everything holds the way it's currently going, that Trump has split the Republican Party in two. He's got the Trump Party that are his followers that are going to follow him. Even if he jumped off a cliff, they'd jump off a cliff. That's going to be his party. Well, you might, and I understand why you would, but when I see the things written in Parler that I see, and when I see the regulars that are friends of mine on Facebook and what they're saying, in terms of, like this one lady said, well, one way or another, I know this cheating situation is not going to hold up. Whether it comes by courts, whether it comes by the government, or whether it comes by the people. And she may be right about that. I mean, she very well could be right about that. I have no information that could dissuade her from that. I'd say that the courts are unlikely. The government is completely unlikely. And the only people that could do anything would be the Trump Party in itself. And I think Trump plans on, and we talked about this briefly on one of your other shows, I forget when it was. It wasn't that long ago, maybe a couple of months ago. I had made a statement that I felt like that what Trump would do is that if he didn't get reelected, that if the Democrats didn't win the Senate, that he will continue to run the country from outside and not inside, because he will control the Senate. There's no doubt about that, which makes me wonder why the Democrats even went to get the presidential election. Why not House back completely and the Senate, and then President Trump becomes nothing more than a eunuch, just like Obama. He couldn't do jack doodly squat because the Senate would never approve anything, whether it was good or bad. And I think that that's going to be the case now. So this is long from being over. I mean, Biden may be sworn in on the 20th at noon, but I don't think this is over with. I think it's going to continue and continue until blood is flowing. And I just really don't want to see that happen.
Well, I think that it definitely needs to be shaken up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is totally, completely ridiculous. You have it dead to right that they've been caught on video cheating, and when you have hundreds of thousands, millions of dead people voting, come on. Think about it, Michael. I mean, go back to day one. How did we find out about this Rona? We found out about the Rona. Again, it's an amazing virus because it eradicated the flu. We no longer have the flu, okay? And so you have a video coming out from China, and it's all bad, okay? You have have people, they're walking la-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then all of a sudden they keel over on the sidewalk, and they're dead. Okay, this, mm-hmm. you know, even if it was CCTV, oh my goodness gracious, they aren't going to zoom on to one person. CCTV doesn't work that way. Okay, but you have these mm-hmm. people that are carrying around, and I mean, I guess maybe I'm just not that popular because I don't have somebody that follows me with a video camera or even their phone to videotape me to monitor my every move.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, these, when I first of all saw these videos that came out, I'm going, there is something seriously wrong here. Something seriously wrong. I never bought it for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it just doesn't happen that way. And then another thing is that One American News Network, excuse me, a young man from there did an interview with Michael.
Yes.
And to the listeners, excuse me, I'm sorry. Yeah, pop another cough drop in my mouth. He's interviewing this student who is, he spoke perfect English, so I'm presuming that he was from the United States. But he's going to school in China. The student in China, he's going, I don't know what you guys are seeing over there in the United States, but this is not happening here. Okay? People aren't just walking around and then croaking over and dying because it's not happening. He said that people, it's like everyday life in China.
Yeah.
Nobody's hankering down or anything like that. And then, you know, what has China been known to do for years and years and years and years, decades? Propaganda, using propaganda. What would stop them from using propaganda to try and steal this election? The Rona, like I said.
Yeah.
Granted, okay, the Rona is real.
mm-hmm.
Excuse me again. I'm so sorry, everybody.
That's
Rona
okay.
The Rona is real. But to what extent is it real? It's a miracle virus, I'll tell you that. Like I mentioned earlier, it's eradicated the flu. So, and these tests that they're giving people to test you if they have the Rona or not, even the guy that invented the test, he says, don't use these as a 100% solid confirming, you know, people having the virus or not with these tests because they aren't 100% accurate.
Well, that's right. And see, here's the other thing, too. You know, the so-called vaccine that they've made, the very, very first person to take that vaccine is damn near dead now. He was a guy in Great Britain, and right now he has endometriosis, or not, what the hell do you call it?
Excuse me.
He has developed so much fluid in his lungs and around his heart that they don't expect him to live. And he's
that's
the very first person.
Already, no, there's already been somebody that has died from it.
Well, that might be the guy. I don't know.
He wasn't from England, though. Where was he from? He was actually a priest.
Oh,
and he volunteered.
Okay,
he volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Everything was honky-dory. And then bada bing, bada boom. Well, he died from it.
Yeah.
From getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
and how anybody would actually, you know, that's their own business, but to volunteer your body for something so drastic like that, I mean, oh, come on, that's kind of wacko, if you ask me. You know, this vaccine was not tested on animals. No lab rats were hurt during this experiment.
That's funny.
You know, so this is crazy, and they're, you know, of course they're trying to bulldoze it, and I'm not saying that Trump is an innocent in that, you know, because Operation Warp Speed, and but to my knowledge, he's not forcing people to take it, but you have all these governors and mayors and care workers and so on and so on, and they are encouraging people to take it. And
yeah.
I heard that I haven't, you know, done researched it 100%, but one of the first things that it does is it sterilizes people, which actually fits into the plan of Agenda 21/2030. You know, because they
mm-hmm.
want to control the population. So if they sterilize,
sure.
if they sterilize all these people, and then why? Okay, think about this too, Michael. You know, all this is food for thought. Is why would they push this particular vaccine onto a child other than it either killing the child or sterilizing the child? That would be the only two reasons why they would want to, you know, actually make a child take this vaccine.
Yeah, I agree.
And, I forget who I was listening to, but they said that the, you know, with like the flu shots, flu vaccine,
mm-hmm.
You know, it has the flu in it. Well, allegedly, this Rona vaccine has the Rona in it, but it's going to hit you a lot harder than, say, the flu vaccine. Your symptoms are going to be like tenfold as opposed
yeah.
to what they would be, you know, from a flu vaccine.
Right.
But I will never know, because I will be beheaded first before I even, me taking a vaccine is totally, completely out of my vocabulary. I will not subject myself to that. Totally, completely ridiculous. But if y'all want to do it yourself, then so be it. And you don't have anybody to bitch to if something, God forbid, does happen to you.
Yeah.
You've been warned.
Yep.
I just
wanted to reiterate something you said. You know, you were talking about there. That's one of the possible side effects. I believe I read that somewhere, that it could possibly sterilize women. And if that's the case, then to me, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to stop the population from growing, is what they're trying to do. And of course, you know, you and I knew about this coronavirus a year ago this past October, when Gates had that idiotic meeting. I knew something was up then. I didn't know about the COVID itself. But when he was proposing to this group of people at this symposium that a minor calamity should be instilled to see how people respond to it, or words to that effect. Not
right.
necessarily a direct quote, but you and I knew about that in October. And that had something to do with what was it called? Either something.
Event 2021.
Right.
But you also have to remember, at that event, they did make mention of the Rona, and they were giving out little plush, like plush toys that looks like the virus. You know, the little circle with the little nubbies on them. They were giving those out to everybody in the audience. It's freaking insanity. And I tell you this, you have Bill Gates. He's a computer guy. It's like going to Bill Nye, the science guy, the not so science guy, as I call him. You go to Bill Guy, the not so science guy, because you have strep throat, okay? And get a diagnosis from him. So you're going to Bill, respect my authority, Gates. And oh my goodness gracious, he's a computer geek, okay? He knows nothing about science. And again, science is just a theory anyhow. That's all science.
Well,
is.
Until it's been proven. It's a theory until it's been proven. Yes, that's correct. It's like Pythagorean's theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. While it works every time, it still has not been proven to be an absolute fact.
Wait, but are we using Common Core math? Or are we using?
I know. I saw a meme on there. I forget what the two numbers were, but the true answer was 425, but the outcome using the new math was 1,445, and I about fell out. I said to myself, good Lord.
it's just ridiculous. But so if you want to give your body, your soul, your mind to Bill Gates, I'm not telling you to do it or not to do it. It's your body, your choice.
There you go. Oh, Lord.
So, back to this, I spy with my eye. My goodness gracious, you know, the newest one is, it has to do with Eric Swalwell. Oh, yep, my gosh. This guy, oh, gee. You know, it all leads back to California.
I know it. Does it?
All bad entities arise from California. And hey, I'm not bagging on California. Maybe I am because I'm a native. Okay, so I can bag on California. So you have Eric Swalwell. He's the one that was pushing the impeach Trump, you know, Russia collusion. And here he is. Now, he did not, to my knowledge, I wasn't in the bedroom, but to my knowledge, he was not the one that slept with this Chinese spy. She did raise money for his campaign, and she planted an intern in his office.
Right.
So what are the repercussions going to be? It's going to be, Eric, you screwed up. Okay, go back home to your wife, your daughter. He has a daughter named Cricket.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
God.
Her name is Cricket. But we don't bag on kids, okay? We don't. The kids are off limit, except for their names. I think his son's name is Fort. Fort and Cricket. Now, that would be funny, though. So what is going to happen here? Nothing happened to Diane Sci-Fi.
Mm-mm.
You know, she retained her position. And these people just act like nonchalant, not oblivious. They're just so non-caring. I'm not using the right word, but it is like, oh, well, I did it. Get over it and proceed with a new day. Like all of these, parasitic globalists, like Gavin Newsom, you know, partying at the French Landre, and another one was caught partying at the French Laundry too, right after these people, and it's like, How dumb are we the people to let this
pretty dumb
continue? Because it continues to happen over and over,
yep,
and over repeatedly. And there is no punishment, no repercussions. You know, good, bad behavior.
Don't get that.
Bad behavior gets rewarded.
I know,
you know,
I don't get it. I mean, it seems like California has really gone off into its own orbit somewhere, especially with Newsom. I mean, I just get frustrated. I feel bad for the people in California, and to include the Democrats, because I don't think that they really understand the magnitude of his leadership or so-called leadership in the state of California. I mean, California's broke, dead broke. And
right,
yet he's still wanting to raise taxes. How's he going to get more money from people who are already taxed to death?
I have no idea. This is another story. This woman, my goodness gracious, I don't... let me look on my phone really quick. She has a restaurant. And, it's not going to pop up on my phone. Let me look in my emails really quick. She has a restaurant, excuse me, and Garcetti, Mayor Garcetti, that's a different one, this woman has this restaurant, right? And she had to spend buku bucks to do outdoor dining because of them stopping the indoor dining. So she spends all this money, and of course, I'll find it later. And it's just not popping up right now. So she gets closed down, but then they're doing a movie right near her place of her restaurant, okay? And so this film company have opened their own outdoor dining restaurant And I mean, you can't really. I think that hers was set up a little bit more to the social dis-BS that they're enforcing in California. Hers was set up a little bit more realistically, even though this whole thing is not realistic to me, because her tables were further apart, et cetera, et cetera. But her space was really, really small. And so this production crew gets to open this outdoor restaurant. And this poor woman, you know, she's going broke. She can't afford her to pay her employees. She had to shut her doors. So, but Garcetti allows this company, film company, to open up this restaurant right next. It's right next to her, literally next to her, Michael.
Yeah.
It's like maybe two car lengths away, if that.
Wow.
So she's shut down, you know, and then the movie, I'm at a loss for words because this is so heart-wrenching to me that, for one thing, I see it happening. You know, it is so, so sad. So what do you do in these cases? I mean, sure, we're going to have protests and stuff like that for this woman, but...
Mm-hmm.
But really, I mean, is it going to change the mind of Gil Garcetti and his real name is Eric Garcetti, and Gavin Newsom? Do they care? No.
Hell no.
That's another slap in our faces. It's look what we can do. Ha ha.
Well, it seems to be that way. It seems to be that way everywhere you go, though. It's not just California. I mean, you know, that poor woman is suffering, and nobody gives a crap. But the American people are suffering, and nobody gives a crap. So, you know, I don't see much of a difference there in terms of what's going on in California, what's going on elsewhere in this country.
Well, no, I mean, Nancy Pelosi finally signed off on another one of those stimulus things for less money to go out to us, we the people, when she should have signed it off when Trump proposed his, because it was giving we the people more money, but she wouldn't because of her asinine, stubborn nature. Gee, what a bitch, man. I'm going to call it as I see it. What a bitch she is. You know, and then, you know, flaunting this crap around, well, you know, I get a gourmet ice cream sent to my house. Well, people don't even have a house to send gourmet ice cream to.
Bingo.
Everybody should try this gourmet ice cream. You know, they deliver. Like, oh.
Yeah, $44 a pint or something of that sort.
No. I mean, actually, it's like $16 a pint. Okay, but still.
Good Lord, that's still, yeah.
But still, you know, she has it in her refrigerator, in her freezer of her refrigerator. Not one, but two refrigerators, and I think they were like, $50,000 a pop, her refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah.
So her two refrigerators cost $100,000, people.
Good Lord.
And she can afford, of course, this gourmet ice cream. And her little smugness. I mean, it's like, how... These people are not human. You just can't do this, you know, to other human beings. It's kind of like you're in Baskin Robbins and you have a nice beautiful cone that you're eating, and a little kid, you know, walks by and looks into the window and you're staring at them, and then you're taking a big old lick off of your ice cream. You know, that's what it's like. That's what all these political parasites are doing to us.
Oh, I know it. And, you know, it's interesting because I read an article today on my news feed that came from the White House, and the Donald Trump and the majority of his people in the White House have stated that they want at least a minimum of $600 added as stimulus payments to the people. A minimum of $600. And Nancy Pelosi allegedly said, well, I can go for that. But Mitch McConnell turned right around and said, absolutely not. So
okay,
it's not just
the other
one
way around. No, I heard it the other way around. In fact, I have a picture of it on my phone, of course. This was tweeted out. And it was from December 4th, okay? Nancy Pelosi admits it was her decision to block coronavirus relief for months, okay? And that was off of C-SPAN, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not sticking up for Mitch McConnell because. I'm not a fan. Okay, I'm not a fan of Mitch McConnell's either. But I tell you, the only people that are freaking suffering are we the people. Now, the biggest question is, how much longer are we going to put up with this? Really, truly, honestly, how much longer are we going to put up with this? These are definitely high crimes and misdemeanors against we the people. You know, they get raises, and they have fives. They're, you know, sleeping with the enemy, and again, they get rewarded. They get rewarded. You know, Eric Swalwell was forewarned about this woman being a spy.
Mm-hmm.
And still, she has planted an intern in his office.
Yeah.
and she slept with a couple of, I want to say they were governors. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that they were governors. And and she slept with them. You know, but again, what's going to happen to Eric Swalwell? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing happened to Dianne Feinstein. It's going to happen to Eric Swalwell. And that's another thing, Michael, is that they know that nothing is going to happen. They know that they are not going to get punished for this.
Right.
And
right.
We continue to let it happen. Over and over and over and over again. It is just,
well,
and it's our bad though.
Well, it is, and you've been correct for a long, long time now. You know, unfortunately, I never liked this word, but it's getting to the point where it's an absolute fact. The people of the U.S., the citizens, have been dumbed down for so long. They don't know the truth from a fairy tale, you know, and they just flat don't, you know. There's an old joke going around. You know what the difference is between a fairy tale and a Texas tale? Well, a fairy tale starts out once upon a time, but a Texas tale starts out, you ain't going to believe this shit, but.
Hypothetically say that if we were in this position, you know, we sure in the heck would get chastised chastised, we would get punished. We'd probably be tarred and feathered. You know, like Georgie Bush Sr., you know, if the people knew exactly what we were doing, we'd be, they'd hunt us down and tar and feather us, something to that effect. And it's like, no, we're not going to do diddly squat. You could literally, you know, beat the crap out of us and have a million witnesses, and still nothing will happen to you. You got another thing is this Ilhan Omar. She's back in the news. You know, her husband gets paid, his company gets paid over, not the husband, brother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And not the other husband. This is his third husband. He gets his company gets paid over $500,000, you know, because they're funneling funds in contributions in through her campaign through to his business. Okay? And FBI, CIA, DOJ, everybody knows about it, but they're not doing anything about it. Why? You know, I don't know what I want to do if I had carte blanche to do things and get away with it. You know,
yeah.
Would I? Because remember, you'll get caught, but nothing's going to happen to you. Kind of like that movie,
yeah.
The Purge. You know, you're allowed to purge people. You're allowed to purge people, you know, during certain hours. But then, you know, as soon as that clock strikes on the second, you know, you're supposed to be done with your purging.
Yeah, yeah.
But these people go beyond that second, and nothing ever happens to them. Nothing. So what is it going to take? I'm serious, man. Right now, Michael, we are in a fight for our lives. For our lives. And people are just, it's like, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, la-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who gives a crap? I don't give a crap. So why should you give a crap? Because I don't. You know,
well, because you know why people are like that, though? I really believe this. I think people are like that, you know, where they say, I just don't give a crap. There's a couple of things at play there. One, they're sick and tired of the manipulation. And two, they feel like they have lost foresight in that I should be working for my children in terms of making this a better world. And my children should be working on making it a better world for their children. But you don't see that happening anymore. You just don't see it.
No,
you know,
because you have these liberals, these progressives, if you want to call them progressives. Because the progressives, I mean, I look at a progressive when I hear that word, I automatically think of regression, okay? Because they're not progressing in anything. They're regressing in it. If you really get down to the nitty gritty of it, it is they're con artists.
Yeah,
they're freaking
yeah.
con artists.
Well, of
and,
course, that's part of being a politician. You've got to be a con artist.
I'm just so sick of it, you know. I just I'm tired of I'm going to continue to fight the fight, but I sure tell you it does wear your ass out. Like I tell people, there's no quitting Sunday through Saturday.
That's funny. wanted to read something to you because it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Remember I told you that the White House people Munchkin or Mnuchin or whatever his name is, who's the Treasury Secretary, offered to the Democrats proposed new $916 billion COVID stimulus package that would offer aid to state and local governments in exchange for robust liability protections for businesses, protecting them from employee lawsuits over the spread of COVID-19 in the workplace. Mnuchin's proposal, welcomed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, also includes money for a new round of $600 stimulus checks, the funds coming in part by slashing a proposed $300 a week boost in unemployment benefits. And Nancy Pelosi said that is not acceptable. Chuck Schumer, of course, Schumer's going to, he's going to be on her coattails no matter what. But that's what she's saying, that you can't give 600 to one and cut back on what we've already approved for unemployment benefits. So it appears to me that in one way or another, they're trying to screw somebody. I mean, that's what it seems like to me.
Okay, dig this, Michael. Now, I work, okay? I have two incomes, actually. And, I'm not hurting for money, okay? And I get this letter from unemployment, and it's an encouragement letter. They want me to file for unemployment, okay? And it's like, okay, I'm working, and I have an income. I could have very well have filled it out and gotten money, okay? But in my eyes, it would have been dishonest. They do owe me, unemployment does owe me money from a while ago from when I actually applied for it and they did authorize it, but it was legitimate, okay? And they approved it, they never sent me any money, a card or anything like that with my funds on it. So that was their bad. I know somebody that was working very, very part-time and maybe 4 or 6 hours a week, okay? That was it. And so that is very, very part-time. They apply for this unemployment, get the friggin' full benefits. And then I know somebody else that applied for it and hadn't worked in probably 20 years, okay? And they had quit their job 20 years ago. So they weren't, by all rights, they were entitled to this unemployment, and yet they get full unemployment benefits. And people are like, wow. Eva, why don't you just go ahead and apply for it? Because with my luck, okay, I would be one of those people that do get caught, and I would have to pay it back. But this is how screwed up the system is. It's kind of like, excuse me, the people. You know, they love for people to be on welfare, Medicaid or whatever it's called, Medi-Cal.
Yeah.
Okay? They love for people to be on that because it makes them dependent on the government. You know, they want the more people that are suckling off their cheek, the better they like it.
Oh, yeah.
They love that. And it's just, it's so sad because I'm a taxpayer too. And where do you think my money is going to? My money
really?
Is going to support your lazy butt.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing on unemployment and, you know, X amount of people are on unemployment. Yes, yeah, because of the system. You guys let these people be on it. They're not entitled to it, but they're still collecting it. So this is where those numbers are off also. You have so many people that are on unemployment. Well, yeah, really, truly. But how many of those people that are on unemployment, or excuse me, collecting unemployment and are still employed? Like I could have been.
Yeah.
Okay, I could have been one of those statistics. But in my eyes, no, that's the wrong thing to do. That's how I would not do it.
Yeah.
Besides, I mean, my dumb luck that I have. but you know, these, the, it's just, it is so sad. And then I think about these people, these poor people that actually do need it, like that woman, you know, that had the restaurant and stuff. She has her family that she's responsible. She's had the restaurant for, I think it was 10 years, Michael, a successful business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this happening to her, it's just heartbreaking to me. Heartbreaking.
Breaking, yeah.
And
well, it's just sad that we have gotten into this position. I mean, and you're right. You know, we're in for a battle for our livelihoods. And it's really
right.
Sad. You know, and because, you know, it, like this mask business, you know.
Oh, my God.
Did you have to open
that can of worms?
I'm telling you, the only good thing I can see is what Governor Abbott of Texas did. And that was, he said, okay, so masks are going to be mandated in Texas, except in those counties where the people don't want to wear masks.
But see, okay, but you have to remember that a mandate is not a law. They can mandate until the sky turns pink, okay?
Right.
But it doesn't
right.
make it a law. And I finally found the name of that restaurant is Pineapple Hill Saloon, okay? And so that's the name of that restaurant. And it is just so utterly sad that, you know, you have people that, oh, I just got, I was going to post that on my Facebook too. Okay. I get this one of these, doop, doop, doop on my phone, one of those emergency broadcast things. It's emergency alert, state of California,
yeah.
New public health. Stay home order in your area. COVID-19 is spreading rapidly. Stay home except for essential activity. Wear a mask. Keep your distance. Visit COVID-19California.gov. And it's like, okay, no, that is not going to happen. And the reason how come these alleged cases are on the rise is because it is freaking flu season.
Yeah.
It is flu season. Okay.
I think that they're taking these sick cases and they're calling flu COVID is what I think.
Well, they are doing that, Michael. They are doing that. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And because I thought we went over this already. The guy who invented the test said it should have never been used to detect coronavirus to begin with.
Yeah.
Again, and I want to remind the listener that Coronavirus is an umbrella term, okay? Coronavirus can, a cold can fall under a coronavirus. Sinus problems can fall under coronavirus. The flu can fall under coronavirus. All this stuff that is related to your ears, nose, and throat can fall under the guidelines of coronavirus.
Right.
So when they slap this, that's how come they quit calling it coronavirus. Some people still do, but they cut it back to COVID-19. It's kind of like when somebody has a COPD. Okay, that COPD is just a glorified terminology for chronic bronchitis.
That makes sense. It does.
Well, it's absolutely true, and it is so utterly sad to me that people just don't. And
I'm not sure they want to get it. I'm not sure they want to get it either.
At this point in time, Michael, I don't know if they do either. Because to me, and I don't know, maybe because I actually do. I really thrive on intelligence and educate myself as best as possible. Okay. I thrive on that. Learning. I love to learn. Okay? I love doing, even though I'll complain about it, I do love to research. I love to get into the nitty-gritty. I love to get my hands dirty, okay? And I can work on a car. And, it is, I just dig that. And a lot of people just aren't, I know they don't like doing it. I don't like doing paperwork. I'll be the first one to admit that, okay? I don't dig doing paperwork, but I'll research something till it's dead in front of me. But, it is just that, man. I'm just going to throw this out there. If there's anybody that is listening to the show that would like to call in, that would be great. If not, we are going to close up the show early. But if you do want to chime in, say within the next 10 minutes or so, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. And if by chance you would like to chime in, please press 1. That will indicate to me that you do want to chime in. How many times is this you're going to say chime in? kind of like China. And, just do it nicey. but yeah, it is so crazy. So many things out there and people, again, people put more emphasis in Dancing with the Star,
Dancing with the Stars,
than they do to paying attention to what the government is doing.
Right.
And there is another. Oh my goodness gracious! I forgot to add this in when I was talking about that restaurant. There is a a gentleman. He owned a couple of restaurants in Los Angeles, and he's, because he's locked down too, he's going, and he's been on like the Food Network, and his restaurant is pretty famous.
Guy Fieri?
No, it's not Guy.
Okay.
Guy. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, he has raised, I think, somewhere close to $35 million that he has donated to the Restaurant Association to help out restaurant workers during this crisis. And he's him and his wife are continuing to do that day in and day out.
Is he the one with the blonde hair?
No, he's the one with the blonde hair that's heavy set, got curly hair.
Does
diner drive-ins and dives.
Right. Props to him. And, you know, hey, guy, it's too bad you snooze, you lose, dude, because you could have been my future ex-husband. So your loss is another guy's I'm just kidding. That just warms my heart to no end.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing that I wanted to touch on real quick like is that Michael Flynn is a free man, okay? He's totally, completely free. A judge dismissed everything. So, congratulations.
Yeah, but why did it take that judge so long to do that? Because his name is Judge Sullivan was his name. And when he finally did it today and said that there's no more, that he just dropped the case completely, he had to add this. But a pardon is an admission of guilt. And then he closed the case.
Wait, he said what?
He said a pardon from the president is an admission of guilt.
Yeah.
And that was his closing statement on when he closed the case out today or yesterday,
yeah,
whenever
it
was.
To me, that's a bunch of baloney. I mean, because just due to the fact that, what charges did they have on him to begin with? Think about it.
Charge for lying. That was the only charges. And he was coerced into that. It was a trap set for him.
Exactly.
No matter which way he answered that question, he was going to be guilty of lying. You know,
exactly.
It was a trap that was.
So what the heck? I mean, this is, again, okay, it's the rules for thee, not for me. And
bingo.
Do as I say, don't do as I do. It's a double standard on freaking everything. Every freaking thing that we do is a double standard. Just like, Christian Sefsir, I'm not saying the last name correctly, but his mother was on the show a few times. And where he was, he had taken pictures of, he was in the Navy, taking pictures of a non-operational ship that he had been on once, but it was out of commission, okay? The phone got lost, or his ex-wife stole it, something to that effect, and then it was brought to the Navy's attention that he had pictures of the ship on it. Nothing really super duper incriminating, okay? It wasn't like he was a spy to China, and yet he was in prison for it. And he ends up getting off scot-free because Trump pardoned him. And it is just, and the name of the Facebook page was Double Standard, because you had Hillary getting away with literal murder for the Benghazi stuff. And which was way more incriminating, what these few pictures were. And, this kid could have been, or this young man, could have been sent away for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But thank goodness his mother, you know, started that. And, you know, we were, like I said, we had her on the show a couple of times. And which is, you know, this is how it should be, though. We should be helping one another. So when you say that Guy has started a fund for these people, Michael, that just warms my heart to no end. I mean, that is it. That is just, that's wonderful.
And yeah, it is. Bad, it really is.
Too bad you don't have Congress, the political parasites, opening up their hearts and wallets to people. It's just
well, that's
very,
right. And what I like about it, project is coming for the restaurant owners and their workers from one of their own. That to me means a hell of a lot. I mean, Guy Ferrari or whatever his name is, you know, he's a big time cook, has two or three very successful cooking shows. His wife is also on the Food Network, and they're both just working tirelessly to help the restaurant people. And I, when I read that, it actually brought tears to my eyes. Because I'm so strong about people helping people and not trying to just help themselves.
Right. Right. And you do, though. People are just in it for themselves, like the stimulus package, the first one where Nancy Pelosi, you know, it just pork it in there, Nancy. And, you know, she gives herself and the rest of the parasites a raise, and they got more of a friggin' raise than we the people got.
Yeah.
Think of that, people. Doesn't it just like, what is it going to take to make your blood boil?
Yeah.
What is really, I mean, is it going, I mean, are you going to be pissed off when your happy little ass is marched off to the FEMA camps, or excuse me, the re-education centers? You know, is that when you're going to get ticked off? Is that, are you going to just like, you know, lash out at people on these friggin' publisher platforms, publishing, social publishing networks. I'm not going to call them, because they're publishers. You know, Facebook, Twitter publishers, and they're making money off you. They censor you. So they definitely fall under publishers, but well, we're going to end the show here, Michael.
Okay.
I want to thank you for hosting with me, and not positive if next week I'm going to have a show or not. I've been trying to get away. On a little vacation, but it seems like every time I, you know, 5 steps forward, 10 steps back, not positive if I'm going to have a show next week or not, but anyways.
Yeah.
So I will talk to you later. Thank you for hosting with me, Michael.
Yes.
Thank you to all the listeners.
Not a problem.
Because without you, there would not be a show. So God bless you. Be kind, humans, and have a beautiful, beautiful tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless you, Eva.
God bless you, Michael.